A new exhibit, How to Make a Monster, kicked off on Saturday. It's a first-hand look at iconic monsters like the Abominable Snowman, werewolves, dinosaurs, and all kinds of aliens, featuring the art, engineering, and technology of the animatronics that bring creatures to life on film.
We try and stimulate kids' imaginations as much as possible so that when they leave the exhibition, they really do want to get out there and make something.
Academy Award winner John Cox created the How to Make a Monster exhibit and was in town for the opening.
We wanted to show everything. We didn't want to hide anything. So we've stripped away a lot of the exteriors on some of our models so you can see all of the engineering and machining that goes into getting steel and aluminium and cables to replicate bones and tendons and muscles.
The exhibit also shows the birth of a monster.
Everything from the point where we get the script, the storyboards, the original creature design work, then the sculpting, molding, casting, finishing, hair punching, costume designing, mechanical design, engineering, and performance work. So all of that is shown and explained throughout the whole exhibition.
It's the Science Museum, so it's hands-on. Guests can become animatronic puppeteers, lighting technicians, and creature designers, and watch creations come to life right in front of their eyes. Part of the exhibit for younger kids shows how to make a monster at home.
The thing is to get the kids to engage their imaginations and give them a way that they can get what's in their head out into the physical world. So that's either sculpting or drawing or, you know, trying to make something.
How to Make a Monster will be at the Science Museum of Virginia through the summer with special programs every third Friday. John Ogle with a Science Matters report from WCVE News.